Now, this is just a brief sort of intro to the fact there are a wide range of different electrodes out there. This is an example of a semiconductor sensor. It's a field effect transistor. That's what FET is standing for. Now, the size of this thing, there's a finger there. There's the size of that particular electrode system. Now, we burrow in and look at that in a bit of detail, and what you're seeing is a micro size version of a pH meter. Here is your field effect transistor pH sensor. Here is your reference electrode sensor, thermistor to control temperature, and this whole lot then is, you know, down at this sort of scale here. So they've now got these little micro semiconductor electrodes. They can push them on the inside of the cell and measure the pH on the inside of the nucleus of the cell. They're really, really tiny things. Now, what's going on the inside? I had in a slide, but I've decided to hide that particular slide because people get pretty scared when I start putting up the electronics of what's going on. But it's important to realise that we get glass membrane pH electrodes, where you should definitely be able to understand the chemistry. You can see already that they're widely used. The high-quality probes that we use and the YSI probes use a glass membrane. There's nothing wrong at all with glass membrane. In fact, Bernd Lottermoser was doing some work a few years back, and he needed a really accurate and really precise value for pH. So he was paying an enormous amount of money for an electrode, and it was still a glass membrane electrode. So they are great. In contrast, if you want something that's really robust or really small, these field effect transistor ones work really well. The reason for them being robust, they're solid. If you take a glass membrane electrode and press it into a soil, and it's got a rock in it, there goes your nice expensive glass membrane electrode. Whereas you can take a field effect transistor and it's made out of silicon. It's a tough thing. It will take a little bit more stress than your glass membrane. So we've got these electrodes upstairs. One of them got nicked a few years, so we're a little bit more reluctant on using them widely now, so we simply use them for third year. But the advantage for us is that when we're dealing with solutions, we're going to use them in the acid sulfate soil pack. These things are robust.